This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Cover this week, since he vows to continue searching for some kind of conspiracy. No one escapes the law, is the cover's caption. Before becoming a literal joke, Newsweek magazine was considered to be a staple of the news industry since its creation back in 1933. One of which was the Madam Hillary edition they printed before the 2016 election, which thankfully leaked out. Perhaps there hadn't been such a big blunder in the media since 1948, when the Chicago Daily Tribune published the headline, "Dewey Defeats Truman." Only the election results weren't in just yet, which resulted in this iconic photo of Harry Truman holding the newspaper after his victory. Newsweek is such a joke that not that long ago, the entire magazine sold for $1. Not an issue of the magazine, I mean the entire company of Newsweek. I'm not joking, you could have owned the entire company for less money than it would have cost you to buy an issue of one of their magazines from the grocery store. The company was so deeply in debt, but they were able to unload it to some sucker for the nominal value of $1 with the agreement that the buyer would then take on their massive debt. Things haven't gotten much better for Newsweek. Just last year, their chairman and financial director both resigned amid allegations that the company was using bots to artificially inflate traffic to the website in order to allegedly defraud advertisers. And it looks like they may have bought millions of fake Twitter followers as well, because most of their tweets barely get a dozen engagements, which is extremely suspicious considering they have supposedly 3.3 million people following them. Just look at this tweet from an hour ago about the Mueller report. It has 4 likes, 4 retweets, and 7 responses. The tweet just before that, 9 likes, 13 retweets, 11 responses. 11 people responded out of 3.3 million people following it? Yeah, right. There's barely a single tweet all day that has over a dozen likes or engagements. Let's compare this to the official Twitter account for Charmin Toilet Paper, which is a real account. Has 82,000 followers, so if people want to learn more about the latest toilet paper technology, just take a look at some of the engagement on their recent tweets. This one has 17 likes, more than most of them on Newsweek. Wow, this one has 22 likes, and this one has 26! Oh, this one has 70! I'm not joking, a Twitter account posting about the latest innovations in toilet paper has a higher engagement than Newsweek magazine. If you think about it, this does make perfect sense. I mean, which brand of toilet paper would you rather use? Charmin, which costs maybe 50 cents a roll? Or Newsweek, which costs probably $4 or $5 an issue? The following are real stories from Toilet Paper Week. Elderly Americans are dying without getting to read Robert Mueller's report, and they're not happy about it. Trump complained about having to eat effing raw fish in Japan in 1990 and ate McDonald's instead. This was an article that they published at the same time President Trump was meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, complaining that 30 years prior, he said he didn't like sushi. Oh, here's one of the best. Hillary Clinton could still become president if Russia probe finds conspiracy evidence. Oh, let's not forget this brilliant investigation. Here's scientific proof that Trump's hands are too small to hold a bottle of water like a normal adult. This is literally an article we would expect on BuzzFeed, but not in a magazine that has the word news in its name.
All right, go ahead and fade this down. Great job, Mark Dyess. You know, what Trump does when he goes downstairs or anything is that he's super careful. I mean, it's crazy how much Trump is, like, in control of himself. That's his M.O. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, yeah, we said the Mueller probe was a fraud. We said as long as we stood up against it, it would turn out being a giant pit the Democrats dug they would fall into. That's now happened. It's in the report. It's just giant us that the Democrats made, what, 11 payments illegally of taxpayer money to create the fake dossier to get the fake warrants. And it looks like President Trump is going to press the attacks. So that's good news. We're taking your phone calls right now to get your take on this whole thing. Jack in California, you're on the air. Welcome. What is your view on this? I think it's another giant black eye for the controlled corporate press. I mean, what a pack of jokers they are.
I think they are a pack of jokers, but I wanted to ask you, because I know you're taking calls on just the Mueller thing. That's my first comment, but I wanted, if I don't piss you off too much, I'd like to make a comment regarding the InfoWars operation and why you're in the crosshairs.
But, yeah, no, we're not screening your calls. We're just saying the topic is that. But then what happens when I don't screen the calls, people are used to talk radio. They do the screening on air. So it's kind of a weird thing. Hell, let's screen your calls. What is it you want to talk about today, Jack?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is that with regard to the Mueller report, I think that it's a little early to be just getting in the tank and being completely dismissive of what's being found in that. I mean, just if you look at the testimony of McGahn and a few others that were insiders, even if they, in the past, they may have been never Trumpers, I don't doubt any of that stuff.
No, no, now there's leadership, and now that they've been caught, more people are ready to flip on the deep state. That's the big opportunity is how many people in the Clinton crime network are now ready to flip on the deep state. That's a huge takeaway.
But the point is, with regard to this stuff that I've been seeing this morning, is that there's no doubt that Trump rode the line of obstruction. He really did, and if you substituted the name Obama for Trump, people on the right side of the spectrum would be flipping out.
What are you talking about? Obama was involved with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Kenya trying to overthrow their government. And the Clintons and all them are above the law and never get investigated.
I'm referring to just this report. And if you took out the name Trump and put it with Obama, the people on the right side of the spectrum were saying President Obama obstructed justice. Hey, Trump tried to shut down the investigation. I get it. He was pissed. Because he knows that it was a ruse. There's no doubt. But the point is, the way he tried to shut it down is not very kosher, dude. And I think that you got to be an honest broker with regard to what you see there.
No, I think that's a total fraud. Sitting there saying, I've done nothing. This is a fraud. The Democrats are spying on me. It's just a total diversion and a distraction. The Clintons, Uranium One, everything they did, there's no evidence of any obstruction. But I appreciate your call, Jack. I mean, it's just this thing going back to Mueller like he's this god. It's all a giant joke. Everything goes to intent. And the president was pissed off because this was a fraud. And you've got people trying to overturn an election who paid for a fake dossier. And then if he's telling people this is BS, do something about it. These are a bunch of angry Democrats committing crimes. He's doing the FBI's job. When they've got a bunch of Clintonistas inside the thing creating fake dossiers, working with the media in a giant fraud, trying to set up every Trump supporter as a Russian agent, they came up empty. They failed. You failed. Establishment. Anthony in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex Bubba Jones, a longtime listener. I'll do a better job than California here. The Mueller report, there's a couple things on that. I foresee in the near future, you know, everything leaks. So I think there's going to be a lot more unredacted leaked. And like you said, Trump, we need to go on the offensive. Like, you know, I'm pissed off like you, too, up here in Minneapolis. But tell you, we got a lot of brothers up here. And the other thing is the offensive. We'll finally find out where the WikiLeaks emails really came from. We all know that Seth Rich, one of the first patriots.
Oh, we know they sue anybody that even says that. You have a right to say Seth Rich. They don't want you looking into that. What does that tell you? Thank you, Anthony. Great points. Sandy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. First-time caller. I just want to start off saying about I'm very grateful for you to be fighting for us in this country and be a patriotic American. And God bless the great state of Texas. That's the only state that I would love to visit and possibly move
well,
to.
Well, God bless you and the beautiful state of Pennsylvania. And I love to fight. And so look, let me tell you, I'm as happy as a pig and you know what. So thank you.
Yes, and God bless you, your children, your wife, and your family, because I know that they tried to take your children away. And
they've done a lot.
They're just a target, and they're jealous of you. The freedom of speech must live on in this country, and people need to wake up. As far as the Mueller report, it was 2 years of nightmarish every night listening to the news about Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that. Democrats are the demon party. I renamed them the Demon Party because they hate President Trump.
I'll say this. They have no bottom now. I mean, I used to be 50-50 20 years ago. I wasn't really Republican or Democrat. Some stuff Democrats did was good. But, I mean, the Democrats now have converted to pure evil. I mean, it's just true.
Well, you know, Alex, God knows what they're doing. There's a retired firefighter that I watch on YouTube. He's from Florida. His name is, Mark Taylor. If you never heard of him, look him up.
No, I've heard of him. Really good guy. We want to get him on.
Yeah, I would love to see him on your show because he's a great person. And there's a lot of evilness on the earth, and God knows all, and this country is being reborn. And the Democrats and the right, the left-wingers, the deep state, they're all going to be exposed, just like the pedophilia that's been going on. They're rounding people up like cattle because they're hurting innocent children.
And the Democrats deny that pedophilia, it's like nine times the record. They're arresting real pedophiles with kids in dungeons, and it barely gets coverage. And the media goes, oh, pedophilia doesn't exist. When they say that, when pedophilia is rampant, you know these are evil people. Exactly. God bless you. Sandy, you're on fire. God bless you. She made me really, my heart feel good to hear her, the strength of her voice. We got a lot of callers about Sandy Hook, even though I said we're not going to cover that. I just am saying I made up that the news said there was a guy in tactical gear in the woods when I got five different newscasts and four newspapers. I didn't even play all the newscasts I've got. They got some nerve, man. And the prosecutors saying, and the police saying, don't give information out. There may be another shooter. This is a month after. Wow. Let's go ahead and talk to Miles in Colorado. Miles, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Honor to talk to you. It's the first time I've called in.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say, you know, this whole Mueller report, then, like Trump said, it's a government coup. And trying to spread this fake news and tell us that we're the racists and that we're evil or we're out to get everybody. But really, we just want freedom. We want
we love America.
America. We like the
yeah,
flag.
We're Russian agents. We're racist. We're all because we don't hate the country.
Exactly, and we just want freedom, we want peace, and I really listen to a lot of your speeches, Alex, and I love it because it empowers me, and you want to go to space, and you want to do all these things and promote humanity and promote freedom for all of us, and I love it.
Well, God bless you. You know, the biggest lie I've seen in Hollywood is a great movie with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino called Devil's Advocate, where the devil goes, I'm a fan of humanity. I want to empower you. No, God made humanity and is the fan of humanity. The devil is an enemy of humanity and loves aborting all these babies and all the rest of it. Now they're killing born babies. I mean, there's no end to these people, my friend. We must stand against them. God's a fan of man, not the enemy. And I'm a fan of humanity, and you're a fan. And I don't want to hear it's a post-human world. And I don't want to hear all this crap from Jack Dorsey. No, Dorsey! I pledge this and I prophesy this. Before humanity is destroyed, Jack Dorsey will be destroyed. And I think Jack Dorsey should get struck by God's thunderbolt like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And I think you're going to see a lot of conversions like that very soon. Anything else?
I really love what you're talking about, man, and I support keeping babies alive and support America and support a lot of what you stand for.
Well, you sound like a terrorist.
Doing what you're doing.
You don't want to kill born babies. I apologize for that extremism on this show. I thought about doing a satire show for like a week where I'm a leftist. So don't get freaked out, listeners. You've been given forewarning. I'm thinking about doing a whole week as a leftist in character because this is the real me. They say I'm an actor? Yeah, they're about to find out. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's 4:20 a.m. Australia time. That's not some marijuana secret code. It's 4:20. It's 1:20 p.m. here in the United States, and we'll get to your calls towards the end of the hour for folks that are holding, want to hear from you. But Avi Yemini is a very popular Australian blogger, online radio TV host, and he got set up a few weeks ago and got tens of millions of views by Comedy Central show that edited what he had to say, and they shot the interview months ago but claimed it was new with the whole Christchurch thing. Then he tried to fly in last week and got banned because Comedy Central basically said he was a terrorist because he'd been in the Israeli Defense Forces. And now it's an even bigger scandal. But I wanted to get into his politics, his worldview, the Mueller report, all the things that are happening, not just the latest on his case. But let's get into your case to recap it for viewers and radio listeners. It just shows how, even though Trump's in office, the leftist media is like still in charge. Drudge Report has a big article it's linked to today about how leftists has just filled up the security services. And if they just make a claim now in the U.S., your guns are taken, or non-citizens are kicked out. They love illegal aliens that haven't been checked at all. But if somebody with no criminal record who's been here before, who has, you know, is popular in Australia, if Comedy Central doesn't like you, you're banned. That's pretty scary.
It is. It is scary, Alex. And the fact that we allow it to happen even when we have such a conservative government is even more concerning. Because it seems like no matter what we do, they still seem to win, at least on that side of things.
They've got power over the infrastructure. And of course, tr.news is your site. So I could ask a lot of questions, but what do you want to get into first? Recapping what happened to you, or just your view on what's happening to Australia, the West, Notre Dame getting burned down? They caught a leftist with gas cans clearly trying to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The media is not covering that. This is getting crazy.
Not all of it, mate. So you start from where you're at. At the moment, nothing really has changed too much on our side with regard, since I last spoke to you. Besides the fact today, what is interesting is Jim Jeffries is going on Conan O'Brien tonight. So I encourage all your viewers to maybe tweet out to Conan and see if he's willing to at least pose the question to Jim and his team today, because at the end of the day, they keep hiding, and wherever they hide, they're going to find me pushing people to challenge them.
He's so scared that you caught him editing tapes to sound like you're a white supremacist. When you've got a major legal case, and then they're scared enough to say you're a terrorist, try to keep you out of the country, I mean, they are really bold.
Yeah, they are. And look, at the moment, we've got the legal team going through everything, and hopefully within the next week, we'll have some news about which direction that's heading. But
I had Bernie Sanders come out and say that my reporter that he threw out of an event who never even disrupts stuff, Caitlin Bennett, white supremacist, and I am. Don't they get when he says that, people try to kill us? Like, it's not funny.
No, it isn't funny. And the fact is that I know exactly how that feels, because everywhere I go, no matter how I look, no matter how I dress, no matter if I'm wearing my kippah, which I often do wear to different events, especially when I do believe that the left or Antifa are going to be there, because I know what their first move is going to be, is to literally label me a Nazi. And on the ground. Like, I as somebody who actually understands what Nazi means, you know, and somebody who hates Nazis with every last breath in me, just because, you know, I know I'd be on the top of the real Nazis.
Well, sure, they were out to kill your people.
Exactly.
They were out to snuff you out from existing. And then now you're one of them.
Absolutely, yeah. I retweeted a video yesterday of an event that I was at one of Tommy Robinson's last rally in England, where I literally walked through the Antifa crowd to get to Thomas, and I was talking to a bunch of them, and firstly they couldn't answer me what the meaning of fascist was. You know, like, Tommy's a fascist, you're a fascist, you're a fascist.
But radical Islam, it's not a fascist.
Oh, no, don't be silly, Alex. Radical Islam is a peaceful religion. And then they started chanting straight up, calling me a Nazi, all on camera, and I'm wearing this kippa on my head, and I've walked up to the crowd, and the crowd know it. Everybody knows it. I've stood up there in front of tens of thousands of people. And I said,
I don't know. That's kind of an Australian, or I guess Israeli term for the little hat that Orthodox Jews wear.
Yarmulke. Kippa is in Hebrew. No, yarmulke is in Yiddish. Kippa is in Hebrew. And I'm standing there in front of everyone, and I said, listen, I just walked through Antifa. What do you think they called me? I'll give you two options. They either called me a racist or a Nazi, and everybody understood straight away. Everybody knows that these people don't understand the hypocrisy and what they're doing.
They do understand. They're the racists. They're using race-based politics. They're using communist liberation theology, and they're pissed that conservatives and nationalists are unifying people according to our political ideas and economics that is the real unifying factor instead of their race-based Marxist crap.
You're probably right, Alex. You're probably right.
So let me ask you this. How do we counter these people, this scourge? Because they break all the rules. They do whatever they want. I think we politically worldwide are starting to win. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if you think so. But still, like you said, they're still in power. We're winning the argument, but they're in power and are now oppressing us. What do we do?
Well, you're right. And it's a struggle I think a lot of us have to deal with, because you don't want to stoop down to their level.
But it would feel good when they hit you to knock them upside the head.
No comment, Alex, but yes, I get where you're coming from.
But they'll say you're calling for violence. I'm not. I'm saying if somebody tries to say, knock you in the head with a hammer, you have a right to defend yourself.
Absolutely, and I always fight for people's right to self-defense. That's one thing, but we know very well the left don't do that. The left do incite violence. The left do love to dox people and encourage others to come to your house and actually hurt you. I think that we need to win because we have the truth on our side.
No, I agree. We need to be like Gandhi and even take it on the chin if we have to. But what do you do when you're with your kids and they come to you in public and are getting around you? Because that's how people I know. That's when it starts punching some buttons.
I think in that moment you got to think more about your kids and what you want to display for them and how you want to show them to deal with these kinds of situations and how to really, to use the term, man up and deal with it properly. And that's not, I don't think that's backing down. I think that's stepping up to the next level, because it's not going to help us if all our sides...
No, I agree. So how do you control yourself when they're surrounding you, spitting on you?
Look, I haven't been in situations where I've been tested to that level.
Well, I have.
Most situations. I've had people come up and challenge me. That's, you know.
Well, let's talk about when we come back. But me personally, when they always look like demons and so pathetic that I just realized they want me to punch them in the face, I'm not going to do it. And nine times I was going to control myself, but I'm getting sometimes where it's just hard. So I want to ask you how you don't do it. We'll be right back with our guest. We're also going to talk about Trump and the whole world and what's happening and what he's going to do next after he's been framed by Comedy Central. Avi Yemeni's our guest, TR.News. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I agree with him. We're winning the intellectual battle, so the controlled left wants to start a fight. How do we turn the other cheek? That's a big question, because I agree we need to do it, but it's really hard to do. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Look, I've got my questions for Bobby Emini, but I'm going to ask him right now what are three topics he wants to get into. And then we've got Nick Baggage coming in the fourth hour. Before I go any further, please don't forget we have store-wide free shipping still in place. And we have 50% off all ball caps, all T-shirts, apparel. We only do that sale once a year. Only once a year. And we also have a big discount going on DNA Force Plus, even though it's set to sell out before we get more in. So take advantage of all those specials. Sign up for auto ship on things you're going to want to reorder, like the high-quality Wave of America coffee or the Super Blue toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's a very special toothpaste with a bunch of key elements added to it, like colloidal silver and iodine.
$50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. That is already an amazing, super high quality four stage HEPA filter. Leading competitors are $500, $600. It's a good deal at $300. It's $200 right now. We always discount down to $250. Okay. So again, your purchase makes it all possible. Thank you for the support. Avi, I've been up here asking the questions, but talk about maybe your political awakening. Because you're just, I mean, I've watched a lot of your videos even before you got banned and censored. Pretty common sense stuff that when Islam comes in, it always plays nice until it hits a certain level. Then it starts terror attacks. Then it makes governments agree to its speech codes, its Sharia law. And then once it does that, it takes over. That's why the countries that Islam are in are all Islamic or in civil wars. And so people say, why are you being anti-Islam? Well, I mean, I'm not going to convert to that and cut my daughter's genitals off. And I don't want to throw gay people off buildings. And I also don't want to blow Israel up. And then there's this mental illness out there by the left allied with radical Islam that Israel runs everything. And for me, being involved in geopolitics for 20-something years, I mean, China is the biggest player manipulating other than big lobbies and big think tanks and maybe the defense industry or the big or Hollywood lobbies or whatever. But and then most of Hollywood's liberal Jews, you know, that are self-hating. So this whole ethos of hating Jews and then putting them into every bracket of their causing the problem, I've just never really found that. I've never run into that. And then I see Laura Loomer or you or others, particularly Facebook and other sites, banning you when you criticize people like Ilhan Omar. It seems like there's a real leftist hard-on for nationalist or conservative Jews. Is that inaccurate?
No, it's true. And look, I think those conspiracy theories, I've had to deal with them since I first started speaking out. And one of the things I point out to these people that push those agendas, who like to say that, for example, the United Nations is run by the Zionist, lobby groups. And I say to them, well, look at the United Nations, for example. If Jews run the world, if Jews really run the United
Nations... Why does the UN keep voting to get rid of Israel?
There are more UN resolutions against that tiny little state than there is combined against the rest of the world. There is no way that the Jewish state is controlling anything. And the Zionist... The term Zionism, I think most people that use it don't actually understand what it means. It's like a dirty word to them. They don't realize, especially nationalists on the right side of politics who have just heard it pushed by real anti-Semites, whether on the left or the right, both the hard left and the hard right are two sides of the same coin that push the same conspiracy theories, the same narrative. And I think a lot of good people in the middle get caught up and start using this term. I've heard people even say it to me, Avi's one of the good Jews, he's not a Zionist. And I actually turned to him and go, I am a Zionist. I'm a proud Zionist. Do you know what the term Zionist, do you know what the definition actually is? And if you're a nationalist and you believe in nationalist ideas, you should actually be supporting Zionism. Because any nationalist supports every other country's nationalism. That's the idea, is that you should be proud and support your own.
That's my point, is that there's this mythical power given into Israel, and then the whole UN, people go, oh, the Rothschilds helped make Israel. Yeah, well, now they're against Netanyahu trying to get rid of it. I mean, those are facts. So my thing is, like you said, Israel is, like, tiny. It's the size of Dallas-Fort Worth, basically, and there's this obsession, and I was never for Israel or against Israel. It wasn't on my radar until everybody kept saying there's a litmus test. Say you hate Israel, or we're going to say you work for the Jews. And there's a part of me that, you know, isn't going to be bossed around, so I'm like, well, screw you. So then they all came after me, and it seems like a massive mental illness. I just don't get it.
It is. Look, it's been around since the beginning of the Jewish people. I think I really hate the word because it's been used too much. The idea, the word of anti-Semitism. It's used by people within my own community to silence anyone from anything, and then it's the same people who push the Islamophobia.
I was about to say, the leftist Jewish groups say, open up to Islam, it's loving, do whatever, and then we get Soros documents saying get rid of Israel, and then they have the right wing attacking me because I don't want to blow Israel up, and that's exactly right. What do you do about the leftist Jewish groups that are the ones out there persecuting people who actually stand up for Israel? This is sick.
And we need to stand up to them, because the fact is that there is a big part of the Jewish community who today are not part of the establishment. They actually are part of the people. And they get condemned by the establishment, by groups like the ADL in America, and we have similar ones here. We get condemned by them because we are not following their narrative. I heard, like Laura Loomer said the other day, we're not the right type of Jews. But the fact is, we're actually the majority. The majority of Jews, I believe, especially in Israel, are conservatives. But even here in Australia, even in America, when you talk about Orthodox Jews, especially, they are conservative. They are.
Well, take Jim Jeffries that tried to set you up. He says, what's the only thing that can unify a Jew with the Nazis? Well, that's being anti-Muslim. He calls you a Nazi. He knows exactly what he's doing.
That, and that's what they do. That's their narrative. And I bet you that there are those in the Jewish establishment that even though I caught Jim Jeffries out, support him. And it is wrong. It is wrong just in the fact that there is no similarities between myself, Laura Loomer, or any other conservative Jews to those neo-Nazis.
Well, let's just say it. A lot of the white supremacist groups are funded by the leftist groups. They've been caught. They attack conservatives all day long. They obsess over conservative Jews all day. It's all about, are you for sovereignty and free market and nation states, or are you for globalism and communism and this one world government with the muscle of Islam? And so the truth, whether you're Jewish or Christian or a non-radical Muslim, whether you're an agnostic, if you want to live in a free market country with freedom and be let alone, you want to live in the West. And if you want to be enslaved by something, you join the left, whether it's communism or fascist, Islam. And I think that's what it is. They want to bully everyone into submitting to their system.
And I think it's important to note that just because somebody calls themselves something by name, it doesn't make them that. For example, if somebody says they're right wing, doesn't mean they're right wing. They could be very well left. Just if somebody calls themselves anti-fascist, it doesn't make them anti-fascist. And I've gotten into this argument numerous times on the street. When interviewing, they'll come back to me and go, but they're anti-fascist. Are you against anti-fascist? I go, no, they're Antifa. That doesn't. They're actually
a leftist group that loves fascism. So many white supremacists turn out to be leftist, and they'll be on TV and say, "Oh, we want socialism. We want." That's what they want.
National socialism. Well, yes, they're following their leader. That's exactly right. So that's why I think it is important just to talk to anyone, and when we discuss anything, we challenge the ideas and not whatever box they put themselves into or what box anyone else puts them into. It's about ideas.
That's the truth. And the left look at demographics, and so they say we'll be race-based to make it third world against the West, which is seen as white, when the West is really an idea that anybody could adopt and then unify and be successful. When we come back, we got a few calls in the Mueller report, but I want to ask you then, gut level, you're a smart guy, Twitter, people can follow you, tr.news as well. I want to ask you, gut level, are we winning this fight, or where do you see things going? And with the Mueller report falling apart for them, what do you think they're going to do next? Straight ahead with our guest, Abby Yemeni. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. The only way the articles get out, the only way the news feeds get out, the only way the audio and video feeds get out is you. And I'm not bitching saying, hey, do more. I'm saying, please, we're in a fight. Help us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bonjo fell and left his living.
The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
So Avi Yemeni's our guest. Two more segments. We'll take a few of your calls here in a moment. And then Dr. Dick Begich, who's in town visiting with us, is taking over in the fourth hour, a little bit into the fourth hour. You're a winner. I like what Tommy Robinson says. He says, I'm not a victim, I'm a target. But still, when you watch mainstream news and catch them in lies, okay, they're lying, but when you experience multi-hour interviews where they edit different questions in with different answers to say you're a white supremacist and try to get you killed, I mean, let's just be honest, because their leftist viewers believe this crap. When they pull that, there's a feeling for me of you need to pay for this. And it's not like I'm pissed, I want a vendetta. It's like you've gotten away with this so long, you need to get in trouble. Now, they've gotten in trouble because they have no credibility. They've lost viewers. But there's got to be something more. I mean, how do you handle them lying about you and trying to set you up? Because I don't think the average viewer understands. It's one thing to be raped by the media and be lied to. It's another thing to have them personally try to, like he does on the video, try to, you know, oh, I hate Muslims, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, I don't hate Muslims. He's trying to trick you to do what he wants. He still fails, but then he just edits it. It's something about the cheating that just, it's beyond pisses me off. It's like an itch you can't scratch. You know, I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But I think, listen, I am someone who, as cliche as it sounds, I think that, you know, truth will always prevail. And I am grateful in this case that I did cover myself by filming, and all I did was release the truth. So the truth is always going to win. And the way to fight back is exactly what I did. I would never go into any situation.
Oh, you've got to record every interview with mainstream media.
Absolutely. And because at the end of the day, you don't want it to be your word against theirs, because they have the money. They have the... the platform.
But have you noticed they always lie?
Absolutely. That's their job. They are paid liars. They are paid to lie. And the fact is that they will not fess up even... I don't know at what point they will. Right now, I don't know, because they haven't even fessed up to it. They're pretending like nothing happened. That's why I'm pushing people today to go and tweet Conan and Jim Jeffries and everyone, because it's just... You just watch what happens online, and they're just deleting everything, pretending it never happened. But the people are waking, and that is only feeding to support us and our side of things and the truth, because people are realizing, people are waking up. I've seen so many tweets of people who are not necessarily even my fans, don't even like what I stand for, don't even agree with my opinions, but they're saying, Jim, I was your biggest fan. But what you did is actually wrong. How are you not even confronting this? How are you not apologizing? How are you not deleting what you put up? So I think that if we keep doing what we're doing, and everybody just make sure that if you are right, if you do have the truth on your side, just make sure you capture it. Because the way they've won till now is by being deceitful and everyone else not having a way to prove the truth.
Oh, here's another example. They spent 6 months where I grew up outside Dallas and put out 2 NPR reports, and I listened to them, and 90% of it's people I never knew. The stories are completely fake. They said all my teeth were knocked out, and I was beat up. None of that was true. But you're listening. This is on national radio, and it's all lies. And you're like, they're so deceptive, it's incredible.
Listen, until I personally experienced it, I thought anybody that was saying that, anybody that was trying to tell me that the fake news are that fake, I thought they were crazy conspiracy theorists. I thought, or I thought they were just lying themselves because they came off looking bad. Until I managed to experience it myself, I just wouldn't believe people. But the amazing thing, and I think I've got to thank Jim Jeffries for and Comedy Central for, is the fact that they've just made it so easy for people to finally get around it and understand that it is real. It is really more real than you can have ever imagined.
What do you think the Democrats do now that their Mueller reports come up empty? Well, it's going to be their new hoax.
I don't know. I can't, I try to stoop to their level and think how they would think. You know, every time I think you can't make this up any lower, any worse, any more, they seem to surprise me. So I'm sure that they're going to come up with something. But they failed. They've been failing the last,
I agree. 4 years. Kavanaugh, Jussie Smollett, like, an hour after he's got a noose around his neck, and it happened at 2:30 in the middle of a frozen wasteland, of course the cops, and then they catch him and he gets off still. I mean, that just shows the insanity of this.
And they won't ever admit to defeat. They will just move on to the next thing, pretend like they didn't lose. But let's remind everyone that, before Trump was getting elected, they promised us there's no way he was going to get elected. When he got elected, they promised us he's going to be impeached in weeks. He hasn't been impeached. Now they've thrown one after the other conspiracy theory. He was controlled by the Russians. We need to impeach him. No, he wasn't controlled by the Russians. He wasn't nothing to do with him. He's not going to win 2020. He'll win 2020. So I think Trump is a perfect example of how if you stay to truth, you win. You may not like the truth. You may not like the sound. You may not like the look. You may not like anything about it. But at the end of the day, truth does prevail.
Well, that's the thing. Really tracking policy. Trump's delivered like 90%. Even a dictator couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
I think that's hard for the Democrats or for liberals to swallow, because show me one liberal leader that's kept any of their promises during campaigning.
Well, Trump realizes the power of delivering. He literally, neurotically, is obsessed with delivering, and they even have to admit that. It's like they just don't know what to do.
Absolutely, and I think he's set a new bar. But I think for them, it's almost like they're saying Trump is so bad. Look at him; he's done all these bad things. And when they list them out, I turn around and I say, well, that's what he promised he'll campaign for. Yeah, the wall. Of course we want the wall. That was one of his major campaigns. Why are you getting so angry about it? America voted for the wall.
We're bordering a bunch of collapsing third world countries. We better build it.
I'd agree. I agree with that one. And interestingly enough, on the on that Jim Jeffries episode, where the part that he didn't air when we were talking about the border wall, I gave him the example of if anyone's been to Israel and you have the wall between the West Bank, so the territories which they want as a Palestinian state, and Israel, where before that war was built, we were having high illegal immigration. Israel was having high level of suicide, the terror attacks coming from those territories, and since
almost daily bombings at the border entrance.
I was there. Not even at the border. They were coming in through to Israel and bombing in the heart of Jerusalem, in buses, in cafes, in Tel Aviv even. And since that border wall was built, it's gone down about 99.95%. So I put it to Jim. I said to him, you see, I've given you an example where border walls work. So we can say walls work. And he said, oh, yes, but you can't build it at such a big scale on the southern border in the U.S. I challenged him. I said to him, and he never aired this. I said, and you can see it on my Patreon, the whole hour's up. I said, Jim, but can because the premise of your question was border walls don't work. I've given you an example where it works. It works to such a level that all Israelis from the left and the right are grateful for this wall. So walls work. Now, if you're saying that there's a problem in building it so large, all right, let's get the engineers. Are you an engineer, Jimmy? I don't think so. Let's get the engineers to build.
Well, he lost the debate, so he edited it, is what cowards do. Join us again on the other shows, A.V. Yemeni, on Twitter, OZRAELIAVI, or just trnews.com. Great way to find you. Thank you so much for the time, and we really appreciate you standing up against the globalist.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Now it's almost 5 a.m. where he's at. 5 a.m. We're going to come back, take a few phone calls, and then we're going to go to break. And then, the one, the only, Dr. Nick Begich is coming in here loaded for bear. I may have to close for them for a while, though, because I didn't get into our little friend, philosophy professor, caught with cans of gas inside the big church, St. Patrick's, in New York. Yes, a liberal philosophy professor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.